Hey, Bruiser Buddies, this is Wrestling Nostalgia with Dave Dynasty.
Before we dive into the episode, make sure you hit subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening on. Also, follow me on X at The Dave Dynasty and subscribe on YouTube by looking up Nostalgic Dave Dynasty. You can also buy one of my shirts at ProWrestlingTees.com/TheDaveDynasty. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to 1 hour of the toughest, roughest wrestling you'll ever see.
That's right, Dick the Bruiser, set it off.
The big question, have you got the endurance? Have you got the brains to get past the excellence of execution?
The reason why X and myself were put on this earth is to demolish people.
Bobby Heenan, that is a very good-looking sport coat you've got on.
Yeah, and I paid for mine. Mine isn't government issue.
Yellow, everybody. Lance Russell and Dave Brown right along ringside. By golly, we're ready to go with another big week of championship wrestling.
Greetings, wrestling fans, and welcome to Wrestling Nostalgia. I'm your host, Dave Dynasty. Thank you for joining me for yet another episode. First of all, thank you for all the great responses to the last few episodes. Everyone seems to have loved the interviews with Rob Van Dam, Jack Kruger, Jimmy Valiant. They were all dream guests of mine, and I very much enjoyed chatting with them, and I'm very glad that you all enjoyed them as well. All right, on this episode, though, my guest is Stanley Carr, who is the host of the podcast Wrestling with Heart, and he's the author of the book Champions for a Cause. And we get into it, and we discuss the difficulties of being a positive spirit within the grumpy business known as professional wrestling. And we talk much, much more. So let's take a quick break, and when I come back, we'll have my interview with Stanley Carr. Phil Sundry Games is a tabletop cards and dice game company that has enjoyed success for over 3 decades. Their first game was Champions of the Galaxy and was released in 1986. Champions of the Galaxy is a tabletop game that features professional wrestling over 100 years in the future. Humans, aliens, and monsters battle in the Galactic Wrestling Federation for belts. Legends of Wrestling features officially licensed wrestling cards featuring stars like Ted DiBiase, Jimmy Snuka, Harley Race, and many, many more, including game sets for independent promotions. Each match takes place in real time. The action is fast and furious, and all the things that happen in pro wrestling, like cage matches, outside interference, three-man tag matches, they also happen in the games. You have the opportunity to run your own wrestling promotion involving either real-life stars or fictional characters of the future, or you can mix and match both. Visit PhilSingerGames.com for more information and to order the games today. That is Filsinger Games, PhilSingerGames.com to order now. If you like horror movies, be sure to check out Dave Dynasty and Ike Isaacs on the Listen to Their Screams Horror podcast. It is available on all podcast platforms and on social media at Listen to Screams. That is Listen, the number 2, and Screams. And welcome back to Wrestling Nostalgia. At this time, I'm being joined by a podcast host and author of the book Champions for a Cause, Stanley Carr. Sir, how are you?
Hey, I'm good to be here, Dave. I know we've been talking about doing this for a while now. Glad we could finally make this work.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I have a weird, hectic schedule sometimes and a spontaneous work that doesn't make it any easier. So, all right, Stanley, let's start kind of where I start with a lot of guys, even talent I start with. Tell us about when you became a fan of pro wrestling.
Oh, my gosh. So, dating back to about 4 or 5 years old, I know I'm kind of given my age here a little bit, I currently in my early 30s, but I started watching about 4 or 5 years old in the heart of the Attitude Era. It's right around the time Stone Cold Steve Austin suffered an injury and The Rock kind of took his place as like the top star of the company, the WWE.
Yeah.
And it was a Monday night, and my father and I had always enjoyed having bonding time between father and son, and you know how that kind of goes. And one night he's just watching Raw and The Rock shows up and I'm just hopping over to the TV and it's like, Dad, what are you watching? He goes, I'm watching wrestling. I'm like, wow, look at this. This is big, jacked up, charismatic guy, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He's calling out Triple H and the rest is history.
Yeah, it's funny. Man, it is so funny how wrestling is such a, I don't know, like a hereditary or whatever, passed down thing. Because, like, I got hooked on wrestling because of my grandmother. She watched it religiously. And she was your typical, what you hear about, little grandmother who, she hated the heels. She loved the faces. She went right along with it. But she watched everything. She yelled at the TV. And I remember being very young and watching this with her. And the product hooked me. But it was because of her watching it that, and she took me to my first live show in her little town when I was really young and stuff like that. But it's funny how much wrestling is a familial thing, a family thing, passed down and everything else. Now, I remember even my dad, though, when I was a kid, my dad gave me such a hard time, right? He was like, oh, that stuff's fake. What are you watching that for? But then on the same token, my dad would then say, well, you know, one time I remember going to the fairgrounds and seeing Haystacks Calhoun and so on. And I'm like, wait a minute, Dad. You're telling me this, but yet you went to watch. So it's funny how that works, right? And you know, that's the thing, man. I hope people still do that. I hope people still carry it on, and because that's a great thing.
Yeah, and I think that that's why I feel like the independents should be supported by a lot of different people, because we all, of course, love the big companies and follow the big companies, but I think independent wrestling is kind of the future, because it's where I feel like the future stars are going to come from. And it's just, I feel like it's an intimate setting where you can even get to meet the talents and take pictures. And it's just like, it's a good, fun environment that I feel like brings back the fun in wrestling. Cause it's like, you want to be able to go to the shows, have a good time, meet people, and just it's memories that it's going to remember for the rest of your life. So,
yeah.
It's a positive feeling.
Yeah, definitely. I have five sons. They're all grown, all on their own. And two of them are still pretty enthusiastic wrestling fans for the most part. But all of them grew up as fans, right? And it wasn't that I forced it on them per se, but I did. Like you said, I took them to shows. I ran shows. I worked as a, you know, when I was younger, when they were kids and stuff like that. So they got that side of it. But even after that was all said and done, I still went to shows with them, right? I just never forced it on them. And I don't know whether they went because they liked wrestling or they just wanted to spend time. It didn't matter to me, but, yeah, two of them are still pretty avid fans. And it's still, you know, send me, you know, clips and stuff like that and stuff they like. But it's funny because it's such a weird thing, because it's like when I go back and I remember my dad quote unquote trashing some of the stuff I liked, but yet then defending the stuff he liked when he was younger and he was watching wrestling. You know, my kids will send me stuff of wrestlers that are, you know, I don't hate them or whatever, but it's stuff that's not my thing. But it's funny how it's so, you got to accept it, right? I don't know what I'm trying to say here. I don't ever trash my kids for what they like, right? And who they like. I understand that connection because I had that connection with certain guys with me. And so I'm always supportive. And it's such, wrestling is such a fascinating on so many aspects, business.
It is. I mean, I think right now you got WWE doing some pretty good things and AEW still kicking butt. You got TNA really coming along, still going strong all these years later. And Japan and NWA and Mexico and all these different places are doing really, really, really good things. So those companies, you know, are still thriving. But I also think that the independents, I feel like they're just the place to be right now, because like I said a minute ago, it's just, it brings back the fun and excitement of how you started watching when you were younger. So I definitely think we want to support the indies as much as possible too.
Yeah, me too. And again, I don't really watch televised wrestling anymore. It's not that I don't try, and it's not that I don't, certain things I don't like, because there's certain guys and certain things that I love, but I can't sit there through. And it's just me. I can't sit through a 3-hour show to watch 10 minutes of something I like. It's just not the same. I don't, whatever. I don't complain. I'm cool. That's fine. I understand. I'm 50 years old and I don't complain. I'm not that kind of guy, because I understand the progression, and that's it's fine with me. But I do still go, and one of my sons, or two of my sons, live close to me still, and we still go to this local little independent show, which is, I don't want to put them down, but they're a little podunk, right? It's just a little show, and it's nothing wrong with it. I love it. We have such a good time going. We get so into it. I just let go, and I'm a mark, right? I don't care who it is. I cheer the good guys. I boo the bad guys. You know, I just have fun because exactly. I know you're a positive guy, Stanley, and I try to be a positive guy too. If there's something I don't like, that's cool. I don't watch it. It's for somebody. Right. That's good. Whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. And just click and change the channel or just go to another video and just skip it.
Yeah. I watch what I like. And then if that means I go back and watch something from 1985, then that's what I do. And that's okay.
Exactly.
Because it's always been this way. Wrestling's always been this way. There's always been the current generation saying, or the past generation saying the current generation is killing the business. It's always happened. It's always been that way. Mm-hmm. And I'm just to that point where it's like, yay, certain things aren't for me. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Somebody else loves it. Good for them. I'll watch what I enjoy and we'll all be happy. And we'll get to this part because I have a bone to pick with this whole aspect, but we'll get to that in a minute. So what made you decide to start your podcast, Wrestling with Heart?
Well, I guess I should probably preface by saying I come from a radio background. So about 10 years experience doing non-commercial radio, doing a piano show for close to 10 years on an LPFM station. I was doing music shows on college stations and even did a little bit of dabbling in commercial radio for a little bit. So at the time, a few years ago, I was working at my community college where I had graduated from, came back, worked for the radio station. And my boss was actually teaching a class on podcasting. And I had been told by several people about the future is in podcasting mm-hmm. and you should check it out. And I listened to podcasts. I thought they're all right. You know, as we know, it's kind of like all over the place now. There's so many different ones out there to pick and choose from which ones you listen to, which ones you like.
Yep.
But I to get some skills, acquire some skills, I decided, you know what? I'll go ahead and take this. And I, like I said, I've been doing music radio, music content for a while. And I actually went to my first WrestleMania the year that I started Wrestling with Heart. It was the one where Stone Cold Steve Austin came back and wrestled Kevin Owens in Texas. Yeah. And then I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. So a few months later, we get SummerSlam that comes to our area. And that was where Brock Lesnar wrestled Roman Reigns for the championship. And I felt like I kind of caught the bug to do something with the business. And I felt like this was probably a good time for me to do a podcast on wrestling. But if I do a wrestling podcast, I got to pick something that nobody's really touched on before. Because as you know, it's an oversaturation. There's so many wrestling podcasts doing interviews, reviewing the shows, whatnot. So I was scrolling and I just was looking. I was thinking like, not really a lot of shows out there talking about the positive aspects of the business. You always hear about the negatives. You always hear about dark side of the ring and people taking drugs and abusing their bodies. But what about like paying it forward to other people, doing charity work and acts of community service and volunteering, loving your neighbor? So I figured nobody's really touched on this. Why not do a show on that? So the rest is history.
Yeah. And I love that because I've always tried to view myself as a positive guy too, right? I understand the business. I understand. Again, I was in the business. I saw some of this, the dark side. But I never associated with that, right? I just avoided it. I still avoid it, right? It's like, if that's a thing, it's not for me. And again, if it's something, it's even to the point of, if I don't enjoy something, it's whatever. It's not for me. I'm not going to spend my time talking about it because it's not mine, but I'm not going to put it down because why? Who cares? And I've always, I tried to view myself as a positive because I feel like I am. And so I love that there's others, and there is a lot of that out there, right? There's guys that have that positive mentality, and I do enjoy that. And again, it's like you said, it is an oversaturated market. You have to have an angle, quote unquote, right? And And, you know, my thing, you know, again, I do the nostalgia, but I try to hone in primarily on that Midwest stuff because that's what I was raised on and it didn't get a lot of exposure. So I do that. But I like to talk to guys like you and like authors and things that are, that have a positive mindset because that's important to me. And when you look at your show that, you know, you talked about, you came into it and had this angle, you've had some great guests. I mean, and I'm just going to rattle off just a few examples. This is just a handful of examples, right? We're talking D'Lo Brown, Dan Spivey, Larry Zbysko, Tito Santana, Paige, Missy Hyatt, Jake Roberts, so many more, right? These are some great guests. Do you, as a podcaster, because I do as a podcaster as well, do you have a guest that stands out to you as someone that you, when you got to do this, you were just like, I can't believe this. I'm so excited that I am talking to this person.
You know, I really enjoyed talking with Stevie Ray. He's actually in the book as one of the people I had interviewed. I enjoyed talking to him about his rise with his brother, Booker T, as part of Harlem Heat and WCW, how they were able to conquer the tag division in the company, and a little bit about representation in wrestling, talking about how, like, the evolution of Black talent, African-American talent in the industry, where it's gone to today, and the stuff that he's doing as a motivational speaker, doing stuff with schools. It's those stories I feel like that aren't really touched on enough. And that's kind of what I wanted to bring awareness to the book and with the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, because it is, with guys like, it is funny, right? Because people always say, oh, there's always been representation, right? There's always been that Black superstar in each territory. But they don't understand what they're saying when they, A, one, singular, that's, come on. That's, right, that's a token thing. And there were guys like Stevie Ray, you know, and Booker T, those, Ron Simmons, those guys at that time period, it was a transitional time, right, where there was this old school, weird, backwards mentality of thinking that, oh, you had to have this guy to attract this crowd, and not you just had to have this guy because he was freaking good. And so those guys did help pave a lot of path. And I know, you know, Stevie Ray or Booker T, they don't hold back, right? They have their, let their opinions be known, and everything else. And again, with your approach, this positive approach, this giving back to the community, to the business, whatever. So how much, when you're interviewing, how much do you set out to talk just the standard career highlights, stuff like that? And then how much of it do you focus on the community and charity work? Is it hard to balance? Is it, do you have a type set in mind when you do that? Or is it just the flow and you kind of control that?
I try to make sure we don't go more than an hour when we record the shows. So I try to make sure I have an even amount of talk about their careers. Try to talk about things that are kind of eye-opening that maybe aren't really talked about that much.
Yeah.
Or we talk about some of the stuff that's been talked about, but talk about it from a different perspective, a different angle, if you would.
Yeah.
So I just try to hit on the basics, the highlights. But I try to make sure I have the human element exposed there as well, so that we can differentiate and just kind of segue into, because it's like you've heard a lot of different stories about the Monday Night Wars and the Attitude Era, ECW, Montreal, all the different kind of things you kind of expect out of a basic wrestling podcast. Talking about how was it wrestling this person, or what was it like being winning a championship? Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about that, but I really want to touch base on getting their start. What was it like being able to climb the ladder of success? And being able to go out there and make it. And then we, from there, we talk about kind of how they're able to give back to others and show how they're able to make a difference in other people's lives.
Yeah. Again, I very much enjoy that because I hate, for me personally, as a podcast, I hate the term interviews, right? Or interviewer. Because I strive to have conversations with my guests, right? Not an interview, again, a lot of guys I have on it, I tell them as we go into it, God, you know what? I know you've done 1,000 of these. I'm not going to ask you on such and such date, you won such and such title. Tell me about, because I don't care. And you've talked about that. I want to hear about other things, right? I want to hear a little more about you. I want to hear a little bit more about your emotions. Everybody knows the dates. Everybody knows the shows. Let's talk about the person. And and again, so I try to make it, you know, I try to make it conversational, right? I don't want them to recite their career because everybody's heard it. Mm-hmm. And again, I try to keep it, unless they bring it up. I don't do the dirt dishing stuff, right? I'm not afraid to ask the hard questions, but I'm not looking for that clickbait moment. And it's very difficult. And I want to know if you agree, because this is a business that is often very negative. Like you mentioned, we have the dark side of the ring. We have the clickbait stuff where so-and-so hates so-and-so because of this, all that kind of crap. So many wrestlers and so much of the business is just really grumpy. Do you find it difficult sometimes to come out with a positive light and to drag these guys? Because I have, right? There's certain guys that it's hard to get them to have a little bit of positivity and enjoy themselves.
I think there's a good amount of people who I've had on that have been able to get out of their shell to try to make it a successful conversation, a successful interview.
Yeah.
There are moments where it's like, okay, I want to kind of like, I'm kind of riding the ship, so to speak. I'm driving the car. Yeah. I want to make sure that we hit the points. If people want to jump in and talk about certain things, that's cool. But I want to make sure we kind of carry out like, okay, I want to touch on this. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about things that mean a lot to you, that you're very passionate about, and do it in a way where it's uplifting, not hurting anybody else, not talking about anything negative, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like shows like mine or shows like yours need to be doing is being able to create community.
Yeah.
Being able to talk about things that make them happy, make them smile.
Yeah. Yeah, because I agree. Because I think even the grumpiest of guys from wrestling, and there's a lot of grumpy guys in wrestling, there was a love for the business. Somewhere in there, they had these friends that they enjoyed what they did with. And I think once you converse with them a little bit and they realize, hey, they're not just searching for that weird headline thing. And you just want to hear some fun stories. You don't want to hear about the drug use and whatever else that so many people have talked about. Yeah. Was it a problem? Yeah. We know it's a problem. We know it was a problem. It's out there. Okay. I don't want to hear it again. I know. And I'm not judging anybody because I understand some of the justifications for you. Again, it was a thing of the time. And I don't want to talk about that. And once I think a lot of guys, once you get past that, where they know, hey, that's not what you're shooting for, you just want to have a good time and talk. They do open up, right? I've had lots of first time guests, and it takes a little time, right, to get them to warm up. But once they realize, hey, this guy's not—he doesn't have any he's not gunning for anything. They do. They let loose and they tell some fun stories. You have a good time. Have you ever had anybody? And you don't have to call them out by name if you don't want to. But have you ever had any particular instances where you had a lot of difficulty with these guys not turning it into a dirt slinging fest, or not turning it into just a completely complaining about the business? I've had a few guys where it's been tough, and it's hard to direct. Like you said, it's hard to direct them in the positive light. Have you encountered that in your interviews?
There have been some tough interviews I've been having to kind of pull, you know, some positivity out of them. But we try to work through it, and we try to make sure that we hit home certain parts of their career that will get them to lighten up a little bit.
Yeah.
So I've had a few of those, but not very many.
Yeah, I agree. Because they're right. There's some guys that's just the way it is. But when you talk to them, I think all in all, these guys just they enjoy what they did. They just want to talk, tell some stories, you know. And if there's no pressure to unveil secrets, or because again, a lot of these guys, they're still protective. I've had a few guys, it's hard to get them to drop that kayfabe thing, right? And really speak to me open. They don't know. But once you, I think once you get past that, they just realize you don't have any agendas. You know, right? They just want to talk, right? These are just old guys that want to talk about the good old days, have a little fun. And it's all about your approach, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And again, like I said, you've had so many great guys. So tell us about the book, right? Champions for a Cause. What made you decide to dive into that project?
Well, the thing is I, as a vehicle, as a way of marketing the podcast, I decided a book would be a nice idea because, one, how many wrestling podcasters can you name have books out?
Sure.
Not that many. I mean, there's a few, but not a lot of them do. So it's a kind of a way to stand out amongst a lot of other people. And then also, I feel like because of what we're doing, I think it's a way to further market yourself, brand yourself a certain way by having a collection of interviews where people can read it and check out what the podcast is, get people to listen to these episodes because I feel like these were great conversations. And so it took me about 6 to 8 months roughly to really write it. I mean, it's basically a question and answer responses and with a little bit of narrative in them. So you get like a little bit of a bio on each wrestler that's in there. And then you'll have the transcript in there itself, accompanied with a picture. So straightforward.
Yeah, did you feel that it was a whole new audience you could reach? Because I've had lots of people through social media have said so and whatever about so and so guy, and I say, hey, I had them on my podcast. You should listen to this interview. And I've had a lot of people over time that have said, well, what is a podcast? Not even understand the concept of what a podcast is. So did you view this as a different avenue to touch some of those people? They may not know what a podcast is. They may not listen to podcasts. They know what a book is, right? They might read a book.
Yeah, I did. I definitely had that in mind because not everybody's going to be able to listen to each episode. Not everybody's going to, for both the people that listen to the show or know about the show and people that have not heard about the show before that could listen to the show or watch the show because it's on YouTube as well. So I had both of those things in mind. And I hope it brings a new audience to the show. I hope that potential readers of the book will be able to listen and go back and watch the episodes because we're in a process where we're trying to build and grow. We're a growing podcast, you know, now doing this for almost 4 years. It'll be 4 years in the fall in September. So we're trying to build and grow, and I feel like a book was a way to reach people.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I'm a book guy. As I sit, my recording little mini studio or whatever is in my what I call we call our library because we have so many books. I have so many books. I've always been a reader, and I love and I appreciate wrestling books, right? Whether it be autobiographies or just biographies or whatever it might be, I love books in general, but particularly wrestling books. So even as a companion piece to a podcast, I appreciate that. I like that. You know, I have goals to do certain things in the written format too. Just because it's a thing for me, right? But you've collected these interviews, like you said, right? And you filled them out with some other material. But like I said, you've done so many of these great interviews. Did you find it difficult to narrow down what to select to put in the book? And I did notice, right? The book is labeled Volume One, correct? So that does
Yes.
indicate, right, that there could be future installments. Which gives you the out for narrowing it down. But did you find it difficult to narrow down what to put in this first installment?
Well, I think what I was able to do was I was able to select and contact. I was able to contact and select people that I feel like would be draws, right, to the
Sure,
book. And
sure.
I try to get like a mix of as many people as I feel like I could fit in. So that would be anybody ranging from someone from WWE that worked in WWE or WCW or ECW, and then mix those people in with people on the independents that are up and coming, as well as people that are just starting out in the business. So I figured like a good healthy mix of people that have been around for a long time in wrestling would be the way to go. So thankfully everybody that I wrote that's in the book agreed to be in it. So hopefully that this volume is successful enough, we'll do volume two.
Yeah. Let me ask you, this is kind of a personal question on my part. I don't know how much interest the readers will be, but the listeners will be. But I have found as a podcaster, right, I have certain guests on who are quote-unquote names, right, who may have more exposure within the business. And I always have always thought, oh, this guy will get me. So, not that I think this way, but he'll, I mean, or I'm angling this way, but this guy's going to have a lot of listens, right? This guy will have a lot of downloads because everybody knows who this guy is. And typically they do, they do pretty good. I'm not saying that, but it's the peculiar guest, the one-off guest, the maybe the guy that doesn't do a lot of podcasts is the guy that really is the big hit, right? I've had a lot of guys who don't do shows who are first-time guests. Those are my big downloads. Have you found that as a podcaster that it's right, there's guys you assume are going to be huge on your show or do well, but they do okay, but it's certain other guys that maybe sneak up on you and think, wow, these are the guys that people are listening to.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody in particular, but I've had some guests where I've had the numbers go up, and I've had also people that people are kind of interested that never really that slipped in mind. They forgot they were in wrestling. They did it for a while that got even more numbers. So it's just, it's trial and error. It's just about knowing what works and what not works with the algorithms and being able to, navigate it. I try to bring on as many people as I possibly can. And I welcome anybody to do the show that is interested. And, it's hard because it's like, I've seen a lot of growth pick up and we'll continue to see growth. So, yeah. I'm hoping that, in the future, people that I bring on, hopefully all of them will get downloads.
Yeah. And again, I get that, right. Cause I've never had anybody on my show that I have scheduled because I thought they would give me some kind of spike. I just have guys on that I want to talk to. And, I also have that high, I have this opinion that everybody's got stories to tell. And I have addressed and reached out to a lot of guys and they're like, nobody wants to hear from me. Nobody wants to hear what I got to say. And I'm like, yeah, they will. Because everybody, I don't even care. You know, everybody in this world has stories to tell. They have personal experiences to tell. And if you can't have a decent interview or a decent conversation, that's on the interviewer, right? Because they're not leading that conversation. That's kind of that angle of why I like to refer to what I do as a conversation, not an interview, right? Because I ask questions, yes, but I just want to talk to people, right? I want to hear some stories.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, we could be, what you and I are doing right here, we could be doing this somewhere over dinner and just chatting. It's the same concept, right? It's, I don't think it's any different to me. That's what I enjoy. That's what I'm interested in. And I think that's what people are interested in, right? They don't want a falseness. They don't want a pretense. They just want to hear two people connecting, talking, enjoying some time, telling some stories. I think that feeds back into the positivity, which is hard to do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Which I do want to say, I absolutely praise you on doing that because positivity it's not just in wrestling, but in general, it's a hard thing to do. And, but especially within wrestling, it's not a lot of times a positive business. The money is not in the positivity sometimes. Again, I get rambling, but, So let's get back to the book. How what's the best way for people to get a copy of that book? Wrestling with the Champions for a Cause.
Yeah, so you can find and order a copy of Champions for a Cause Volume 1 on Amazon. It's $15 and available in paperback. Hopefully we can get a Kindle one available down the road, but right now it's available in paperback for $15.
Yeah. Good for me. I'm a book in hand kind of guy. I like that feel. I like to have a book in my hand. No offense to audiobooks or Kindles or whatever, but not me. I want it in my hand. So you've got the podcast, right? You've got the book. You've got this approach to what you do. What's next for Stanley Carr? Do you have any future projects or ideas that you're looking to pursue spawning out of this this agenda you have?
Well, I'm trying to get Wrestling with Hearts syndicated on radio. I'm actually now working with a syndicator at the moment. So we're trying to grow that and get on more stations. And we'll see. Maybe it becomes a TV show down the line. Who knows? There's just a lot. There's a lot of things you could do with this. I've always said in the back of my mind, I want to make Wrestling with Hearts something big, something more than just the typical wrestling podcast, because I feel like this has a lot of legs to this. So the sky's the limit.
It definitely. I like that, right? Don't ever stop. Don't ever stop dreaming. Don't ever stop working for it. Especially in this day and age, right? There's a lot of is achievable with a little bit of hard work and intuition, because there's a long history of wrestling and radio, right? There's been, I mean, not only back in the day when wrestling matches, commentary, play-by-play or whatever you want to call it, was aired on the radio. But I remember as a child in the 80s and whatnot, there being wrestling programs on the radio, right? Where they discussed wrestling. They discussed rumors and stuff like that. And that was always fun. And I always listened to those. And it also hand in hand with being in the newspaper. So why not again? You know, why not? I mean, again, right? To me, podcasting is right. It's a little bit of the news, the new radio, right? It goes hand in hand.
It does.
Yeah, and I don't have a lot of background on radio. I did some sub spots for a local station when I was young, you know, back in the day. And I always enjoyed it. But this is podcasting to me is talk radio for now.
Exactly. They call it radio on demand for a reason.
Sure. Right. Yeah. And I love that. Right. I absolutely love that. And I love the guys like you who are bridging that, the radio, the podcasting, trying to bring it together. And I doubly love it because you have a sense of positivity about it. So let's
thank you.
Yeah. And we've talked about where to get the book, right? On Amazon. Make sure you guys go out, order a copy of that book. You won't be disappointed. Where is the best way for them? I mean, you're probably on pretty much any platform, right? To find your podcast.
Yeah. We're on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and you can find us on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, anywhere you name it, we're on there.
Yes. And what's that handle? What's the best way? What's that tag to find you on those social medias?
So Facebook, just put in Wrestling with Heart with Stanley Carr. On Instagram, at Wrestling with Heart, Thread at Wrestling with Heart, and Blue Sky at Wrestling with Heart bsky.social.
There you go. All right. And I'm assuming on pretty much any of those platforms that they followed you, they would be able to see, where things are going, right? If you have future projects, again, if some of this syndication stuff, if there's a volume two, if they're following you, they'll hear about it first there. Correct.
Correct.
There you go. And again, go on your social, your favorite podcast platform. Look for the podcast Wrestling with Heart, go to amazon.com, order Champions for a Cause, support Stanley, because again, we need more positivity within wrestling. We need more. We all know the dark side. It's documented. It's out there. Let's all take a breath and let's all enjoy the positives of this business. Again, Stanley, I very much appreciate that you're doing that. A unique age difference between you and I, right? You're considerably younger than me. We have a similar approach. Right.
Exactly.
Again, I can sit here and I can't say, oh, Stanley, the stuff you watch, forget about it. It's ridiculous. It's killing the business. It's What if back in my day, Stanley? Because I what? Who cares? Right?
Wrestling,
because
it's subjective, just like with anything else.
It is. And that's what I always love, right? Because whatever you watch and enjoy, I'm glad you watch it and enjoy it. I'm happy that you find that joy within wrestling. It may not be for me, but I find my own angle in wrestling that I enjoy. And that is to me, the beautiful thing about wrestling. Everybody can find something within wrestling that they like. That's always been my opinion, right? I think anybody can find a form of professional wrestling that they enjoy. That's what I focus on, right? What I enjoy, I'm happy when other people enjoy stuff. I don't care if those have a difference of opinion. What does it matter? Because as long as we're all happy and having fun and enjoying this business, how can you go wrong?
No.
And again, Stanley, I appreciate your time. I know we went back and forth trying to do this for a while. You've been someone I wanted to talk to because of that positivity factor. Because there's not a lot of guys I find that I cross paths with or encounter who have that same positive approach, right? Everybody wants to sling dirt. Man, that just does not interest me whatsoever.
No, me either.
I'm not like that. I'm not built like that. I don't care. And I think this is a beautiful business. And I think it's a one-of-a-kind, unique business. I think the dark stuff gets enough exposure, and it's time for guys like us, and there's others out there. I'm not just saying we're sole proprietors of this, but that focus on just why we love this business, why we fell in love, why we watch it. I don't know. I could talk for hours on this stuff and gatekeeping. Oh, man, don't get me started. I'm sorry. I'm an old guy. I have opinions. I could really talk for a while. So you talked about where people could follow you on social media to keep track of this. You've talked about your goals, Stanley. So again, I urge people to go and give those social media follows, because this is just the start of Wrestling with Heart. This is just the start for Champions for a Cause. Stanley, I'll always be a supporter of yours. Again, we may not watch the same type of wrestling, but I feel like we have the same approach to wrestling, and that's what matters to me. So I'm glad to have you on. That's why I chose to have you on, was because of that. I don't care that we watch the same thing. I care that we have the same viewpoint and approach to what we watch. That's what matters.
Exactly. So, you're doing good work too. I've checked out your stuff, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I always will, because I love talking to old wrestlers. So it'll always happen. Again, Stanley, thank you for coming on. Maybe we can collaborate again in the future and do something, maybe something specific to a whatever. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, definitely.
We're a couple of positive guys that love wrestling. We'll do something. Yep. And again, I urge all my listeners, all my followers, to go out and support Stanley. Think big picture. Think positivity. Go buy the book, because I think it's timeless. I think no matter what you like, you'll enjoy it. Give his show. Again, a lot of the stuff that I love with the older guys, a lot of the talents you've had on your podcast fit right in that vein. So it's a lot of the same guys that people would enjoy. Exactly. So once again, the book is Champions for a Cause. The podcast is Wrestling. Is it Wrestling with Heart?
Yes.
I mean, that's just specifically if they looked that up, that's how they'll find it, right?
Correct. Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Want to make sure I get that right. Again, thank you, Stanley. Go buy the book. Go subscribe to the podcast. Go follow him on social media. He is officially a friend of the show. Thank you for your time, Stanley. It was so great talking to you. Stay in touch. Again, let's work together in the future and shed some positive light.
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Available on all streaming platforms, it's professional wrestling's greatest, largest, privately owned wrestling library. All the classic hits, flips, slams, and pins of yesteryear are on one place. It's Ultimate Classic Wrestling. Check out the Nature Boy Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Mr. USA Tony Atlas, Tito Santana, Rick Martel, a who's who of professional wrestling's greatest spotlight stars ever to grace the squared circle, all in one place. Grab the best seat in the house for memories and mayhem on Ultimate Classic Wrestling.
Hey guys, Ray Russell here. Lots of new stuff happening here at WrestleCopia. If you haven't checked out our website at WrestleCopia.com, it's a great way to keep up with the latest episodes of all of your favorite Copia programming, from the Wrestling Memory Grenade to Regional Wrestling with the Territory Talk, the Wrestling Stoop with the legendary Bob Roop, and of course all of those programs also available at your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And if you want to stay up to date with everything going on in the Copia world, all the latest news, random thoughts, fun videos, pictures, and more, make sure to join the more than 33,000 followers over at facebook.com/wrestlinggrenade. Don't be left out. And last, but definitely not least, it's what keeps the entire machine going. I'm talking about patreon.com/wrestlecopia. We appreciate your support in helping us pay the bills to keep the WrestleCopia Podcast Network running and enabling us to continue to bring you all the quality programming that we offer.
All right, and thank you to Stanley for coming on and chatting with me. Everybody, go check out his podcast and his book and help support him. Guys, be sure you follow me on social media. I'm on pretty much any platform. Just look up Nostalgic Dave Dynasty or at the Dave Dynasty, excuse me, or some form of that, and you can find me. Also, be sure to subscribe to me on YouTube for lots of classic wrestling content, plus all of my various podcasts. You can go on YouTube and just look up Nostalgic Dave Dynasty, and you'll find me there. Also, make sure you go check out all the other WrestleCopia Network podcasts. You can find the individual shows on your favorite podcast platforms, or you can visit WrestleCopia.com. And also, be sure to check out my friends at the Ultimate Classic Wrestling Library. Visit ClassicWrestling.net to sign up for your account, and then download the app on all of your smart devices. Once again, guys, thank you for joining me. We'll talk to you next episode. Until then, wherever you go and whatever you do, be good, be safe, and always keep on growing.
Fans, we brought you All-Star Championship Wrestling. This is Sam Manager thanking you for being with us and saying until next time, so long, everyone.